the gospel proclaimed on a gravestone. Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on effective witnessing called Why Won't They Listen? Well, over the years, I've heard of all sorts of creative ways to spread the message of creation and the gospel. But you know, this one probably beats them all. A widow in Wisconsin wanted her husband's death to be a means of reaching people for Christ. But she said, I just couldn't put the entire gospel on his gravestone. So she decided to point them to a place where they could easily read the gospel message, and in a relevant modern setting. So on her husband's gravestone, she's put two birthdays, one for his physical birth and one for his spiritual birth. Then under these dates is the web address of Answers in Genesis, which proclaims the gospel in very clear terms and defends the authority of the Bible. You know, she told us, I wanted something that might cause people to actually look up how to be born again and why it's necessary, because the Bible is totally true. And that's how a gospel-proclaiming website came to be on a gravestone in Wisconsin.
The message that the Bible is true from its very first verse is something we need to share in today's culture wars. For some intriguing reading, we'd like you to call and request copies of Ken's booklet on evolution, creation, and the culture wars. For your gift of any size this week, we'll get 10 out in the mail to you. Just call us toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS. That's 888-89-ANSWERS. Or go to our attractive website, answersoffer.org.